declare. If there are temples, people are accustomed going to temple, chanting, there is no harm. But the city, like the Western country, simply sense gratification.
Yes.
That should be stopped.
Yes. And you mentioned specifically...
Like, in Krishna's time, there are cities like Mathura, Dwarka, there are cities, big cities. And when Krishna came, they were decorating, receiving. That kind of city will continue. But not this hellish city. Slaughter house, brothel, and big tin car. Accident.
Skyscrapers.
We have no objection to this, provided there is Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, these things cover more time for their maintenance, and they forget Krishna. That should be stopped. The main business is development of Krishna consciousness.
And you also mentioned not so much these ugra karmic jobs, industry. Now hundreds of thousands of people have their jobs in this way.
Mm-hmm.
So
let them go to the farm where they go organizing farm. As soon as they're jobless, come on, we shall feed it, we shall give you food. There's no scarcity of food.
Does that mean we have to wait for the situation to arise where they are jobless?
Wait. We are waiting. But if anyone comes, we have already big farms. Come, hundreds. We shall provide you.
But this is talking in terms of millions of people who are engaged in working in cities.
Oh, yes, millions. And the land is also millions.
Yes.
Acres. We shall utilize. Yeah. Gradually.
Now, what I'm thinking is this, that you have mentioned many times, several times, that there is a conflict which is inevitable between Russia and America.
Hmm. Now, if they understand Krishna consciousness, both of them, now we are publishing, then there will be no conflict.
If Russia,
yes.
But if not?
Then we shall force America to fight with them. Finish this period.
Now, if this conflict takes place, then you mentioned that many cities, both in America and Russia, will be bombed or affected by this conflict. So when the war is finished,
then they will come to their senses.
Then there'll be nothing left. Their jobs, their factories, it'll all. So then they'll be able to easily understand. Now let us start again. We'll live on the farm, simpler life.
Yeah.
But
that's really a good lesson.
So is this conflict part of the spreading of Krishna consciousness?
Oh yes. Paritrana sadhanam vinashaya dushkita. To conflict means to finish the sinful activities. Finish, stop it.
So it seems that then this conflict will be a great opportunity for our movement.
Oh, yes.
And afterwards, there will be an opportunity to influence people.
We shall take every opportunity. We are the best opportunists. Anukulena Krishna. This is anukul. This is favorable for spreading Krishna consciousness. Very immediate action. Doesn't matter what it is. We do not depend on the public opinion. This is good or this is bad. Our good bad is if it is favorable for spreading Krishna consciousness, it is good. Otherwise bad.
So it seems that as our movement grows more and more
strong,
then America will more and more be considering active stopping of communism. It'll be logical.
Everything will be stopped. All bogus social, political, religious systems, they'll all stop.
Then this will be a natural development of the growth of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Two things. Paritrana sadhanam vinashaya. As the duskita, namang duskita nam mura will be reduced. The sadhu in increase, or the sadhu in increase, the duskita will decrease.
This conflict will be global, it will affect the whole world.
That doesn't matter.
We're already in every country.
Yeah, that is the Kurukshetra fight.
So this conflict will take
Suppose
place.
Yudhishthira Maharaj and kill Buddha. It is Kurukshetra.
It seems our movement has to grow much more before this will take place.
It will grow. It is growing. Simply our work has to be very sincere and strict. Where it will grow? Nobody can change. That's the fact. Simply we have to be very strict and sincere. And nobody can change.
Because after such a conflict, the whole world will be
already there, just like they're opposing.
But I mean, actual destruction of their culture.
Now they are trying to destroy us, and we are trying to destroy them. The conflict is already there, and this is now psychological fight. And then there will be actual fight, and we must take part in that fight.
We will be the only ones who have any vision what to do after the war.
Yes, we have got clear vision. We are not putting any theory. We are always presenting facts. And that is materializing. Just like we started this power, it is materializing gradually. It is not yet fully organized. Still, there is hope that it will give peace to the people. There is sufficient hope.
Is our goal to actually establish Vedic principles back into society again at last?
Yes, of course. That will be Satyayuga. Again, the Vedic principles will establish after finishing this Kali Yuga. And that is Satyayuga. That is going on just after summer, there is winter, there is after winter, there is summer.
But this is extraordinary. Lord Chaitanya's movement, the 10,000 years of his movement, that is a special exception for the Kali Yuga.
Special for this millennium.
Yes.
But the thing is going like that.
Yes.
Rotate.
But in general, first it gets more and more degraded, then it's all finished.
Unless there is degradation, there is no question of improvement. So this is going on. This is nature's way. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Appearance and disappearance.
Now this Krishna conscious government will many of the things that are going on in America, like schools and education, teaching people to read and write, that'll all continue, but it'll be adjusted so that Krishna consciousness,
Gurukul.
It'll be
Gurukul education.
Still, we'll be teaching subjects history and math.
Without teaching, how the human society will exist?
He's talking about some of the subjects they teach now.
Material science as well as spiritual science?
No, there is no need of so-called material science.
Just how to communicate.
To kill children in the home. These things will be kicked out.
Do you think that they will adopt Indian medicine over Western medicine? That things like that? Because there has to be some Varnashram. There is...
No, medicine, if it is actually medicine, it will be accepted. It doesn't matter whether it is Indian or Eastern. If it is medicine, it will be accepted.
So that kind of research is in the mode of goodness.
It is already there. We have to make little research. But already there. There are books, Ayurvedic books. They are very nice. Everything can be done. Dhanvantari. It is given by Dhanvantari avatar, incarnation of Krishna.
You have written in the first canto that we welcome scientists, doctors.
Yes, if it is beneficial.
We welcome all these people if they dovetail their work for Krishna.
Yes.
So it's not
we
that these...
We do not approve anything which is not actually beneficial. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. Only particularly. But there is standard medicine.
Yes.
Given by Dhanvantari.
But what about certain technological advancements like airplanes and automobiles?
There are subtler aeroplanes. Aeroplane is mentioned in the Shastra. they are working on machine, but there are aeroplanes which can work on mantra.
But that science is lost.
Not lost, it is there.
It's hidden.
We can't practice that.
No, we can practice. That is called Akash Patol. This book is there in Germany. It was purchased by the Germans.
So do you think that the Vedic sciences will be revived as our movement becomes...
Our main purpose is to revive Krishna consciousness in favor of this Krishna consciousness. Whatever is available, beneficial, we shall adopt.
Yes. There is, we want to reorganize all of society so that they develop Krishna consciousness.
That's, we do not hate anything. That is not our goal. Just like we're utilizing this. So it is modern scientific gift. We can utilize it for spreading Krishna consciousness. We do not say we are not so bigot. No, no. It is material. We shall not touch it. We are not such people.
No, we can use everything.
Yeah.
So just like when we want to try and attract someone to Krishna consciousness now, the main theme is to try to get them to come and stay at the temple. But will that continue in the future?
Yes. Why not? It is learning. It is center part. Teaching.
Yeah.
No, you have... I think you have already mentioned that we cannot expect that every man will completely surrender 100%.
No, no, that is not.
There can be one example.
Three gunas. So, somebody is under satagun, somebody else. So, you cannot disturb the gunas. Let them remain in there. But our process is transcendental.
Yeah.
Ki bolaya bhaktya. Ki chit ki bolaya bhaktya. Vasudeva parah. Simply bhakti, we transcend all qualities. Sadhanam, rajanam, tamam. So we have nothing to do with the quality of material nature.
So those persons who can't come up to the standard of the temple life,
they should
remain
above,
outside.
Above all the gunas.
That's very rare.
Huh?
That is the most rare.
Yeah.
Not every man. You always say it's not possible for every man.
But that is cannot, because you are in the material world. How you can avoid the influence of material quality. But our process is so nice that anyone can avoid if he follows. There is no difficulty.
But just like in our society, we already have so many people who are initiated, but they can't follow the principles very strictly.
That's all right. It will take some time. They'll do it.
They just have to be encouraged to keep that association.
That's why it states in every letter, chant Hare Krishna at least 16 times, follow the rules. That is the simple method. Even if he cannot strictly follow, still, whatever he has done, that is his asset.
Yeah.
And it will give me more and more chance. So it is not actually lost. Tatta sadhanmam charanam bhajam hare patet tato jadi bhajan napa.
So we have to give allowances to such people.
Hmm?
We have to give allowances?
Allowances, it is not allowance, but giving instruction, it is up to him to follow and not to follow.
But we cannot give any compromise.
No, this is the way. But you are not able, unlike, take little more time.
They say like one point now that's coming up more and more is that these married couples, the women want to divorce or get another husband.
We should not.
So we cannot encourage divorce.
We do not meddle matters in that way very much. That is a sideline.
Yeah.
Now, one thing about government that we see, at least in America, is that Each time there is an election, the candidates may make so many pledges. I think I'll go this way.
No, election is going on under some rules and regulations. So you can make election under Krishna conscious government rules and regulations. That can be legislative assembly, the senators, they must be all first-class Brahmins. Otherwise, he cannot be elected. This is interesting. Unless one is following the Brahminical principle, he cannot be elected. He must give up his four principles of sinful life. He should not accept any salary. Very much learned scholar in Vedic literature. Then he will be elected.
That will happen one day.
Yes. That will guide the whole nation. The rascals anyway, naked and prostitute hunter, what they can do? The third class, fourth class, tenth class men are being elected. There is no happiness. There is no solution, no problem. All tenth class men. Directly challenge one gentleman. You are all 10th class men. There is no first class man now governing the situation. All 4th class, 5th class, 10th class. There is no first class man. I challenge
him. When he went out the door, he said, oh, well, I suppose I better go back to my 4th class life.
Yes, you are already.
In Vedic culture, kings like Pariki Maharaj were trained when they were very young.
Yes.
So it
they're
seems
trained by the first class Brahmins, simply first. So they abided by their honor. There was committee, advisory committee. Even at the time of his death, he's asking advice from the center. What is my duty? That is king. He's not doing anything whimsical.
No.
And the first class man should be first class. Then second class man executing, they will force, he must do it. And then the third class, they should produce and carry out the order of the second class king. And fourth class, they cannot do anything. Let them serve everyone, that's all. Sudra. They have no intelligence. But everyone is important. Cooperative. This is society. You require also legs, you require also heads. Simply heads will not help you. Head will give instruction. Leg, please walk in this way. That's all. Legs will move. He carries me. Hands, give me protection immediately. Yes, everybody coming. Come on. Yes. Belly, you produce both. Sufficient, so that the legs, hands and brain, everyone will be provided sufficient. This is society. All third class, fourth class men simply going to the factory and then making laws. What is called? Chaos. Chaotic society. No brain.
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium, yes. This has to be reformed. You cannot avoid these four classes working under the superior instruction of Brahminical culture. Then this life successful, next life, back to home. That is civility. No speculation. The formula is already there. Bhagavad Gita is there. Everything. Be happy here, in next life, hope. Why you are disappointed? Take this way and be happy. We are not going to exploit anyone. We are giving the right path. Be happy in this life and next life. This is our mission. Paropoka. They are blindly following some ways of life. Blind man, certainly, without guidance, we are falling down in the ditch. Once this human life is misused, he falls down in the ditch. Does not, he becomes a tree. Stand up there for 1,000 years. What you can do? This risk they are taking. They do not believe, therefore, their next life. And why from this life came? Varieties. These rascals have no brain, and they are passing as scientists, politicians, philosophers. All rascals, 10th class. Tell them, challenge them. What do you know about the value of life? Your brain must be washed to clear out all the dirty things. Our duty is that. It's like a patient does not know how he will be cured, but the surgeon, operation, clear out these passes. He may protest, oh, you are clearing out my passes. Yes, it is my business. Clear out the passes, then he will be relieved by force. But he can protest, oh, you are clearing out my passes. Passes is not to be maintained, it has to be cleared. This is paropokar, doing good to others. And the patient will protest, oh, this rascal doctor killing me. Yes, I am not killing him, I am saving him. You go on accusing me anyway, but I must do my duty. This is the point. Yes, we are washing bare. Exactly like the experienced surgeon. He doesn't make any compromise. Oh, you are suffering from the boil, that is past. All right, you don't like operation. Will it cure? No fool. Come on, bring knife, cut it. Breath. Now? Oh, I told you. You are God. You are God. Then we'll see. And that is our deed. Purge out all passes accumulated due to infection, material infection. This is our duty. We cannot make any compromise. When the passes are to be purged out, we cannot take your advice. You know, just blow some air from the mouth or some pain, it will be cured. No, it is not. Take surgical operation. That is the only way. Purge out. Know this. Now meditating. Now anything. This is purging.
Thank you, Śrīla Prabhupāda.
Hare Krishna.